Yes, Poppy, we've met a lot before. Do you know it's nearly Christmas, Poppy? Well, so do I, Poppy, once at least all the work's over. It's really quite fun. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas, Poppy. I wonder what. I'd love to know.
Oh, probably something really exciting.
Do you think so? Last year, Poppy, I got a bike. And it was really nice. It was all bright and red and shiny. And I had no idea, Poppy. No idea. I don't think so, somehow. But my son has just lost his bike, Poppy. No, I suppose it's not too bad, really. Even for him, he wasn't terribly down about it, which suggests that he's probably in quite a good mood. He was out with an ex-girlfriend when he lost it. That's kind of I kind of wonder if he really locked it up somehow. Ah, well. This ex-girlfriend, no idea. I think she's a bad lot, but fun. And frankly, I suspect Poppy, his brain was somewhere else. No idea. No. But anyway, so I'm not getting a bike this Christmas, I imagine. So what, I wonder, will I get, Poppy? Do you like thinking about what you're going to get? Because I really like it. It's fun. And I have this husband, Poppy, and every year there's a big game because every year he knows exactly what I'm going to get him. And I've given up trying to pretend because there's simply no point. I can't do it. But every year he has these surprises lined up and he leads me up the garden path and I never have any idea. I get lost. Yes, if there's nice something nice at the other end, it's quite fun to be lost, Poppy. So anyway, so I'm going to go and get some nice flowers for the house, and I have to get the Christmas tree. And I was telling Prudence about the Christmas tree, but she's so sort of pragmatic about things, she doesn't really get it. But you see, I saw these lights, Poppy, these new kinds of lights for a Christmas tree. And I think I might actually look for some. They were big, kind of creamy, big light bulbs. So I might look for some of those. I probably won't actually buy them, but I'll look anyway. And then I have to go and buy the Christmas tree, and that's always fun. Oh, absolutely. There's no other kind of Christmas tree except a real Christmas tree. A big Christmas tree. Absolutely. Except it won't get in the car this year because the car is too small. But maybe we'll have to carry it home. Yes, that sort of thing. That sort of idea. Yes, well, he's coming home tomorrow, so it'd be a good use of him, seeing he's lost his bike. He can carry the tree home. Like Poppy. Oh, sometimes he's like Poppy on kind of Poppy really exaggerated. And sometimes he's like Obadiah in the deepest of black gloom. And you never know which bit you're going to get. So it can be quite disturbing. But when he's like Poppy, he lights everybody up all round the place. And that's really nice. Yes, I think you might actually. Yeah, good. So I'm going to look in Marks and Spencer's too this afternoon for turkeys because they'll be starting to get turkeys in. So I'll have a good old look at them and see how much they're costing and what are the nice ones. And yeah, that's right. A big fat turkey that'll fit in the oven. Why ever not? Why ever not? That would be great. But you know, the bit I like best, Poppy, is after Christmas, really. I love to just lie on the floor in our front room with the fire lit and it's really warm and comfortable and lazy and read a book, and that's absolute bliss. Or even better, sometimes just laze in the sofa and watch all the silliest TV that I can possibly find. Yes, yes. No, sort of red glowy flames, but with big logs and they have nice big yellow flames. Yes, it's nice. But I'm getting quite tired now talking to you, Poppy. Don't have a lot of energy. I went out cycling this morning, and so I'm very tired after. It was lovely out in the towpath. It was all frost and ice and sun. But I'm pretty tired and pretty sleepy. So I need a nice... I've gone off.
Yeah.
Ah.
You're back.